1 Samuel chapter 3. The boy Samuel ministered to the Lord, assisting Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. One night, Eli was lying down in his place. Now his eyes had begun to fail, so that he could not see. The lamp of God had not gone out yet, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel." And he answered, "Here I am." He ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" But Eli replied, "I didn't call. Go lie down again." So he went back and lay down. Then the Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" He answered, "I didn't call, my son. Go lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Then the Lord called Samuel again, the third time. He got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. Did you call me?" Eli realized that the Lord was calling the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down. If he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. Then the Lord came and stood there and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel replied, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The Lord said to Samuel, "Look, I am about to do something so shocking in Israel that it will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. In that day I will carry out against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to the end. I told him that I would judge his house forever for the iniquity he knew about, because his sons were blaspheming God, yet he did not stop them. Therefore I swore to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house will never be forgiven by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay there until the morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell Eli about the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He replied, "Here I am." He asked, "What did he tell you? Don't hide it from me. God punish you and more if you hide anything from me from all the words that he spoke to you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then Eli responded, "It is the Lord's will. He will do what seems good to him." Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground unfulfilled. All Israel from Dan to Beersheba realized that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord appeared again at Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.